He halted and looked for the third time at his wristwatch. "It is almost time for you to leave, comrade," he said to Julia. "Wait, the decanter is still half full." He filled the glasses and raised his own glass by the stem. "What shall it be this time?" he said, still with the same faint suggestion of irony. "To the confusion of the thought police? To the death of Big Brother? To humanity? To the future?" "To the past," said Winston. "The past is more important," agreed O'Brien gravely. They emptied their glasses, and a moment later Julia stood up to go. O'Brien took a small box from the top of a cabinet and handed her a flat white tablet which he told her to place on her tongue. It was important, he said, not to go out smelling of wine. The lift attendants were very observant. As soon as the door had shut behind her, he appeared to forget her existence. He took another pace or two up and down, then stopped. "There are details to be settled," he said. "I assume that you have a hiding place of some kind." Winston explained about the room over Mr. Charrington's shop. "That will do for the moment. Later we will arrange something else for you. It is important to change one's hiding place frequently. Meanwhile, I shall send you a copy of the book." Even O'Brien, Winston noticed, seemed to pronounce the words as though they were in italics. "Goldstein's book, you understand, as soon as possible. It may be some days before I can get hold of one. There are not many in existence, as you can imagine. The thought police hunt them down and destroys them almost as fast as we can produce them. It makes very little difference. The book is indestructible. If the last copy were gone, we could reproduce it almost word for word. Do you carry a briefcase to work with you?" he added. "As a rule, yes." "What is it like?" "Black, very shabby, with two straps." "Black, two straps, very shabby. Good. One day in the fairly near future, I cannot give a date, one of the messages among your morning's work will contain a misprinted word, and you will have to ask for a repeat. On the following day you will go to work without your briefcase. At some time during the day, in the street, a man will touch you on the arm and say, 'I think you have dropped your briefcase.' The one he gives you will contain a copy of Goldstein's book. You will return it within 14 days." They were silent for a moment. "There are a couple of minutes before you need go," said O'Brien. "We shall meet again, if we do meet again." Winston looked up at him. "In the place where there is no darkness?" he said hesitantly. O'Brien nodded without appearance of surprise. "In the place where there is no darkness," he said, as though he had recognized the illusion. "And in the meantime, is there anything that you wish to say before you leave? Any message, any question?"